This Friday, June 19th, is known as Juneteenth, the annual celebration of emancipation from slavery in the United States. This is Lisa Berry, and this week on WEMU, we're sharing some community voices about what that means to them, especially this year.
My name is Elise Asbury Payne. I'm the Racial Equity Officer for Washtenaw County. As a Black woman in America, especially one who has made my life's work on addressing issues of race and equity, it is a sacred day to me. It's about resilience. It is about overcoming insurmountable obstacles and adversity. And I think that this year it is particularly profound given the disparity that we're seeing of infection of COVID in African American communities and the civil uprising and global unrest that we're seeing as related to community connection and law enforcement. So Juneteenth marks the day that in Galveston, Texas, the last remaining enslaved were notified of the Emancipation Proclamation that had occurred a full 2.5 years prior to the date. And for some historic context, that date happened a full 39 years after Washtenaw County was founded. Some people don't know this, but Ypsilanti is one of the oldest free Black areas in the entire country. And we had in the Washtenaw County area, we had a number of stops for folks who were traveling from the South into Canada, into freedom along the Underground Railroad. And so, you know, we had abolitionist work that was centered in the county and happening in the county for most of the existence of Washtenaw County. I think education is always good, but I also think that in this particularly trying time, it is also appropriate to take a moment for rest and joy. And education is that for some people, but it is not always that for all people, especially some of our younger folks, I would say, don't connect education in that way. I think that this year, the way in which I'm celebrating, spending time with the people that I love, doing things that just make me happy and make me feel peaceful and make me feel connected to my ancestors and my lineage.
And here we are talking about something that happened in the 1800s, and it's now 2020. I mean, technically things have changed, but have they really?
Well, if you look at how our society shifted at the ending of slavery, you had all of these systems and legacy structures that continue to perpetuate the subjugation of Black people. You know, it wasn't until 1965 when we had the Voting Rights Act where Black people were entitled to the right to vote in any real substantive way. And so making sure that people understand that when we're talking about this history, yeah, it was in the 1800s, but it continued on, the legacy and structures and systems continued on into the generation of ours and our parents. What we're talking about in terms of what Juneteenth means and the legacy of these structures and systems, it was long ago, but it still continues to happen. Being radically honest with where we actually are and how far we still need to go is our starting point. Until we do that, we're not going to make the kind of progress that really needs to happen. I think my race impacts every facet of my life, every moment of every day, in every way. People need to be willing to be uncomfortable, to face the truths of where we are. They have to be willing to look at their behaviors and what they have control over. They have to be willing to look fairly at our systems and structures and recognize that a more equitable and just society serves us all.